the Cambridgeshire Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show Midweek. Good evening, I'm Ollie Slack and welcome. We've got a packed show this evening. We're talking title-winning sides and Histon are champion to the Eastern Counties Premier Division after their 3-0 victory over Wroxham last night. We've got a hat-trick of guests, Lance Key, manager and defenders, Max York and Rob Ruddy too. Cambridge City Ladies are also crowned champions of their division. They are the winners of the Eastern Region Premier Division after a 4-0 win on Sunday over Peterborough Northern Star. Manager Tim Rapley will be joining us later on in the show to discuss what a season it's been for Cambridge City Ladies. And bizarrely, Cambridge United travel to Bury and win 3-0 away from home, practically, we hope, securing their safety in League Two and remaining their Football League status. But they're third on the menu of the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek tonight. Tim Armitage will be joining us a bit later on in the studio to discuss that win. But first, there's only one place to start this evening and we'll be with the title-winning side. And first up is Histon. And we go to manager Lance Key in just a bit.
When we come back, we'll be talking all things Histon.
Out in the country, far from all the subtle noise of the city, there's a village green. I last set eyes on the church with the steeples down by the village green.
Yes, so it's time to talk Histon then, and of course they are crown champions of the Eastern Counties Premier Division after a 3-0 victory over Wroxham last night. I'm delighted to say that manager Lance Key joins me on the line now. Thanks for coming on the show, Lance.
Yeah, good evening, Ollie.
Lance, it's a stupid question as always after a side has just won the title, but I have to ask it, how are you feeling, or how were you feeling last night when that final whistle went against Wroxham and you were the champion to the Eastern Counties Prem?
Yeah, obviously, it sounds lovely, I won't lie. The way things happened last night, the first 20 minutes of the game, we pretty much put the game to bed. The start we had last night was probably one of the best we've had all season. And to go 3-0 up inside 17 minutes and totally dominate really much of the first half. The second half was literally about seeing the game out and doing a professional job, of which we've done all season, if I'm honest. And it's credit to the players, the staff and everything else that goes about the football club, because the way we went about it last night just shows how professional we are and the standards that we set for each other. It was a great feeling coming into the end of the 90 minutes.
Yeah, was the feeling more of relief because you've got the job done so early, or was it just pure joy at the fact that obviously the whole season has come to this point and you are the champions?
I think it's a bit of both, really. You always think to yourself that, you know, getting over the line is probably the hardest thing to do, but you put yourself in that position, and then obviously to get that one more win, if that's what you need, then is that the hardest thing to achieve? But, I mean, the way you went about it last night was fundamentally probably one of our best performances in the first 45, and you know, any side last night, if it wasn't Wroxham, it would have been somebody else that would have took the wrath of us, and we've been threatening to do this for a while actually, and that first half performance was as good as any, and to win it like that and in the style we won it and in the manner that we won it and then celebrations afterwards, it capped off a great night and a superb season.
Yeah, let's just do a bit of sort of housekeeping before we talk about specifically the feelings and what it means for Histon winning the title. But Saturday, a 4-2 win. Last night, a 3-0 win. It's just ruthless. It's clinical, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, you know, our top three goal scorers, you've obviously got Max, 26, you've got Dan Brown, 24, and now Ed Robb, 20. You've got three goal scorers, you know, above and beyond 20 goals in a season. That's what wins your titles. And I've had that in the past when I was a player, that players that score that amount of goals help you to give you what you need. And it's like, and it's not just about those three. You know, you look at the whole squad, you know, you can name any other players really since the turn of Christmas and since we lost the game in the FA Vars, how they've reacted, how they responded, the togetherness of the whole group, the will to win for everybody, and it's just been a phenomenal last 3 months really in terms of results and like you say, we have been ruthless. We've been very stingy at the back. We've been, you know, dominant in certain games, and it's just been a pleasure to watch at times. And, you know, you never think you're going to get over the line, but to do it in the manner we did last night again was a pleasure to watch, and they're a good bunch to manage, trust me.
Yeah. Did you sense any sort of nerves last night because it was so close to getting over the line? Do you see sort of jittery knees in the changing room? Was there any different emotions before the match than, you know, there have been for the previous all the matches so far this season?
If I'm honest, I think actually it was totally opposite. We have a WhatsApp group, and on that WhatsApp group before the game last night, there was many different messages going backwards and forwards about how they wanted to do certain things. And obviously, you can't repeat some of the words they used, but it was you could see that within that group, they were full of confidence and just wanted to get the job done. And so last night, the first half proved that. They came out all guns blazing. They did exactly what they said they were going to do, and it was a pleasure to watch, like I say. And, you know, there was no kind of worrying about the result or worrying about the game. It just shows you the maturity of the whole squad and the way they went about it. It was just proof of the pudding that they deserve a champion.
Yeah, and that has been something you've said all throughout the season in terms of the camaraderie between the group, the togetherness. Can you put your finger on anything in particular why Histon have won this title? Is there any factor? You spoke a bit about it on the weekend in terms of the mentality has been the key thing, but has it just been that? Or would you put it on, you know, the players being specifically better than the opposition? Would you say you're a standard above, or would you say it is down to that camaraderie or you know, not getting complacent when you consistently win games week in, week out? What would you put a specific thing down to?
It's all of the above, really, if I'm honest, Ollie. I mean, you look at the way we've gone about certain games and how we've won games late on, the mentality of the players, the way they've approached it, the levels of kind of achievement they want from themselves. Even last night at 3-0, you could hear players striving for more from each other. And that, for me, is one of the biggest aspects. And yes, we've got a great bunch. Yes, they've got great camaraderie. But first and foremost, they know that our game plan. We stick to it. We're good at it. Other teams moan about how we play. You know, it's been mentioned as hoofball. You know, to me, that's a load of codswallop because we can also play. Our first goal last night was as good as any you'd see at any level. And, you know, it just shows that we can mix it both ways. And but firstly and foremostly, that they understand their role and responsibility of how they want to play. We've stayed with the same formation pretty much all year as a 3-5-2. And we understand it. The players understand it. And it's paid dividends coming into the year.
Yeah, can you teach that mentality, that sort of constant trying to improve and trying to better yourself week in, week out, even though you are winning games and you are sitting top every single week? Can you teach that, Lance, when you get a player coming in the summer? Can you sort of develop that from them, or is it just a sort of attribute that they have and that's the sort of player you're looking for, I guess?
I think it breeds off other people. You know, when you've got the likes of, you know, Matt Robbody, Matt Green that come in, obviously Lee, and, you know, people that have played at a good level beforehand, people that have won this league before, it helps to understand how their mentality is when they cross that white line. And players that come in, if they don't fit that bill when they come in, because you might think they're good enough at first, but then they don't fit that mentality, they soon don't last because they don't fit into what you want. But generally, players that come in will understand that this is it's unique in a way, and they buy into it. And that's exactly what players have done this year coming into the squad. And it's difficult to put a finger on it, but that is what makes successful teams. And, you know, we've had that in abundance this year.
And if we can just talk from a selfish point of view for yourself, Lance, your first title as a manager as well, so pretty special for you.
Yeah, it's huge. Spoke to Kevin last night about it. You know, it's 12 years since we last won a title at Histon, and I was playing in that team when we won that one. So 12 years later, you win the Eastern Counties League. Doesn't matter what league you win, it's still hard to win a league. And I'm fully accepting that the players have got me there, but also it's a team effort, and obviously we have to galvanise that in certain ways. But yeah, I'm thrilled for myself and Mark and Simon, but for the club mainly, and more so the players, because they've earned it, they deserve it, and whatever comes our way over the next 3-4 weeks, let them enjoy it.
Yeah, and you've obviously done it, like you said, as a player and now a manager. Explain the differences in feeling then when, I guess, although a few years ago you were on the pitch celebrating when the final whistle went, yesterday, last night, you were on the touchline with your staff and looking on at your players. Explain the difference in feeling, or does anyone particularly feel better?
This feels better because you can't affect it in a way, because you can't play like you used to. You can't do, you know, you can't affect the game because you're not one of the 11 out there. But you're certainly affected by how you discuss things at half time, during the game, and after the game. and also to create that mentality. And I believe we've done that as a group. Both myself, Mark, and Simon have done that. And we've created our own atmosphere, you know, by how we are as people. And like I say, the players buy into that. We buy into the players, and it's just worked. And so, you know, it's different. It's a different feeling to win it as a manager, because you can't affect it on the field like you used to. So from that point of view, it's probably a bigger achievement, because I can't do anything about it whilst they're out there, and they do it for you. So that makes me feel very proud of them.
Yeah, very, very much so. And Southern Division 1 Central next season, then, Lance. So coming up against Cambridge City, how do you think you'll fare?
Well, we said this. We actually spoke about the league next year, because we weren't preempting things, but we knew we were in a very strong position to win the league. And so we discussed what we would like next year. I believe, and I think the 16 men that we have right now at the club that have got us there deserve a crack at it next year, if I'm honest. I think that the squad we have is capable of competing. However high that is, we don't know. But I believe there'll be a force to be reckoned with next year. And if we add one or two to that to make it even stronger, then who knows what could happen.
Yeah, and what happens in terms of the short term now on Saturday, Lance? We spoke a bit last week when we knew the title was getting nearer and nearer. But now, obviously, it has been, you have got it, you have secured the Eastern Counties Premier Division title. Not quite the trophy yet. Do your attentions turn to the cup final on the 10th of April, or are you still looking to win each league game and potentially play some youngsters? How are you sort of shaping up for the league games now?
Well, certainly with Saturday's game in mind, obviously we made a point of trying to stay unbeaten for the rest of the season, and that was probably five or six games ago, and that's the kind of standard we've set all season. And if we can do that, then great. But obviously with the cup final in mind, people are still playing for their shirts this Saturday, so With the cup final being a week away, it's all to play for still. Obviously, once that cup final is out of the way, then yes, we may lead one or two youngsters into the squad to see what they're like and if they can cope with it.
And how special will that be to clinch the double fistum?
it will be very, very special. It's been a long, hard season, but a very enjoyable one. And if we can top it off by, you know, beating Ely at the Abbey, then that would be great. It won't be easy. It's a local derby, obviously. Either fight for the Lions in the league, obviously, and it'll be something that they can sort of relax about. They'll be in there as the underdogs, no doubt, undoubtedly. But yeah, it's something that we can look forward to. It's a great occasion under the lights. Everyone likes playing under the lights at the Abbey, and hopefully we can put a show on and get the double done.
Yeah, hopefully so, Lance. Lance, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on the show and also speaking to Tim last night. It's been an incredible season, obviously not over yet, but congratulations once again on winning the title.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for your support.
Cheers. Thank you, Lance. Lance Key there, then, talking about Histon clinching the Eastern Counties Premier Division title. An incredible, incredible achievement for Histon. And we'll be getting a bit more reaction from the likes of Rob Ruddy and Max York in just a bit. You're listening to the Cambridge Football Show midweek live on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's 6:15 and we're still talking Histon. It's only right to. And skipper Max York joins me on the phone now to discuss last night and an incredible season for Histon. Max, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Ollie. Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, Max, just describe the feeling last night, the emotion when that final whistle blew, all the talking on Twitter, everything building up to it all throughout the season stops and you are officially the champions.
Yeah, I think it's kind of been a long time coming. To finally get over the line was a great feeling. We've kind of led the table all year round, and, you know, to finally get there is a great achievement, and, you know, the feeling is something that you can't really explain.
And what does it mean particularly as captain as well, Max? Leading the side out every week, you know, being a mainstay in the side, and obviously eventually come the end of the season you'll get to lift the trophy.
Yeah, that's going to be it's going to be an amazing achievement, and to captain these set of lads, I was saying, I put up a post earlier about, you know, how brilliant it's been to be able to captain these boys and to be part of a team that's been so fantastic all year round. And yeah, you can't quite put into words, you know, it still doesn't really sink in. It's just been the last sort of 20 hours or so. It's just been trying to enjoy it and really absorb everything that's going on and enjoy our celebrations.
Yeah, make sure you definitely do enjoy it. And I'll come on to that tweet. You did mention, it was what struck me about it was that obviously you mentioned that every single player has been so crucial to Histon this season. And it comes through week in, week out when you talk to like yourself, Rob Ruddy and Lance Key, the camaraderie that is there in the side.
Yeah, we've got a great camaraderie. And, you know, we're a bunch of lads that we play for each other. And I wanted to put in the post just to talk about how important everyone was, whether they're on the pitch or off the pitch. And particularly us as a group of lads. We want to play week in, week out for each other, and we've dug in and got so many results late on, as everyone sort of knows. And you know, some games we've been dominant over the other team, and it's been one of those week in, week out where as long as we can play for each other, win, lose or draw, you know, we're always mates, and it comes out at the end of the league. And with the way that we've won this league, I think it shows what a tight-knit group we are.
Yeah, definitely so. And yourself chipping in with 24 goals, incredibly, only as a defence you've only conceded 29 as well. So what stat are you more proud of there, Max?
Well, it's a tough one, really. I mean, to go and score 26 goals from centre-half is something that I never thought I'd ever really do. But hopefully there might be a few more, and I can edge closer to that 30 mark by the end of the year, then it'll just be unbelievable. But to only concede 29, we've already got 18 clean sheets, so probably could have had more, probably could have conceded less, but you know, either way, it replicates how good a season we've had, and particularly as a defensive unit, we've been solid, and it's probably been one of the best parts of our season is the fact that we've had to dig in for minutes and games on end, and to be able to come away from these stats and to win the league with five games to go is just unbelievable, really.
Yeah, and in terms of yourself, you made your debut in the 2009-10 season for Histon, been at the club four times as well. So you've lived the roller coaster that is Histon's journey over the past few years. So how, just sum up then by describing how it did feel, those emotions leading this side back up the leagues again, hopefully.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, you know, when I was first at the club as a young lad and we were in the conference, and at the time we were fifth and sixth and pushing for playoffs, and then the next thing you know there's a change in the club which then provided a change that obviously brought us back down to this level over the years. And it's been tough to take, tough to see, and I've been there with relegation battles with the club, and I've been there when we have been relegated, and to finally get that promotion again, it's something that I feel like we deserved as players, as the coaching staff, the fans, so it's just been great to be part of. And at the end of the day, you can't really beat a promotion, and to go and win the league is just something, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it certainly is. Max, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I wish you all the best for Saturday, but congratulations on an incredible title win.
Yeah, but cheers, Ollie. Thank you very much, mate.
Thank you much. Max York there talking Histon's title win and their win last night over Wroxham 3-0. It was securing the Eastern Counties Premier Division. We'll have more reaction talking to Rob Ruddy after we go to the travel desk.
Like a piece of rope made out of two pieces of vine, held together holding each other with no one else in mind, like two atoms in a molecule inseparably combined. But then I woke from the dream to realize I was alone, a tragic event I must admit, but let's not be overblown. I'm not trying to write a love song, just a sad pathetic moan, and maybe I just need a change, maybe I just need a new. But now I look at love like being stabbed in the heart. You torture each other from day to day, and then one day you part. Most of the time it's misery, but there's some joy at the start. And for that I'd say it's worth it, just use your blade that's short and sharp on me. If love is just a game, then how come it's no fun? If love is just a game, how come I've never won? I guess maybe it's possible I might be playing it wrong, and that's why every time I roll the dice, I always come undone.
Two Adams and a Molecule here on Cambridge 105 Radio. It's oddly quiet here in the Grim today, and it also feels slightly earlier as well because obviously the clocks went forward, and it's very light outside now at 6:30. Usually you'd be sitting in darkness around this time, but it is very light, pretty quiet. But we are talking football as always, and talking Histon here on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek.
The Cambridgeshire Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
So, as I said, still talking Histon here to commemorate, really, their incredible season, champions of the Eastern Counties Premier Division, and talking to our usual guest, Rob Ruddy, who comes on here every week. Rob, are you there?
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
All right? Yeah, good, thank you. More importantly, people want to know, how are you feeling, Rob? Was there much partying going on last night? Or imagine, obviously, because the day job, probably not.
Yeah, there was a fair bit, mate. But yeah, obviously, with everyone having a day job, I think it didn't get too crazy. They'll save that until they lift the trophy, I think.
Yeah.
The trophy.
Yeah, exactly so. And obviously, asked Lance and Max both about their emotions. But what did you do when the final whistle went? Did you obviously just go and hug Max and your centre back partner?
Yeah, there's a few hugs around, and then I think we were respectful to Roxham, shook their hands and stuff. But as soon as sort of that bit was all done, it was straight down the other end to where our fans were, and yeah, it absolutely went for it, to be fair.
So 18 clean sheets, 29 goals conceded, an incredible record, really. How proud are you of that statistic?
Yeah, mate, it's fantastic. Obviously, there's still a few games left, but to win it, 29 goals conceded. I think we're 15 unbeaten. Just brilliant all-round team performance, team effort and everything, mate. So, yeah, fantastic.
And incredible at both ends of the pitch as well, scoring 80 goals so far this season. But the most impressive thing, really, is the ruthlessness. You knew on Saturday you needed 7 points from seven. Gotti dropped points, and then you take complete advantage. You know, two or three games needed to clinch the title. You just do it in one, get the 3 points and beat Wroxham, and happy days.
Mate, yeah, I mean, I'd say with 15 games to go, we were still doing what Keyes wanted us to do in terms of playing in like blocks games, only points winners from certain blocks. Got to the last sort of about 8 or 9 games, and it was one game at a time. And like I said, potential on the phone, we just keep plugging away, keep ticking Keyes' boxes. And last night was just the same as any other game for us in terms of getting the job done. And within, 15 minutes, of 3-0 up, and just an unbelievable start for us. And I think we look comfortable, if I'm honest here. No disrespect to Wroxham. They're Grant Holt playing up top. I think he might have had one shot in the whole game. So yeah, it's brilliant, mate.
Yeah, brilliant victory. How did you fare against Grant Holt? Obviously, have a bit of a wrestle, as he is a budding wrestler now.
To be fair, mate, he had quality banter all the way through.
I didn't mean footballing skills, but
he's a class act. You can tell him a few touches. He's played where he's played, but he didn't really cause us any issues. Really, we defended really well. We attacked really well. It was an all round performance, which was quality.
Yeah, so he's still in your pocket then. What's been the key this season then, Robert? Spoke to Lance and Max both about it, and they've both really said the camaraderie. But you mention every week, and Lance comes on, and a lot of teams, when they'd be in Histon's position, winning every week and top of the league, you'd see them slip up and possibly drop a few points. But that hasn't happened at all. There's been absolutely no complacency whatsoever.
No way, mate. I think it is down to every single element of the club. The volunteers, the fans, the old fans that have started to turn up more, which is great, new people that have started to arrive, Keyes and his management staff, and then as the players, he's brought in players, we all know each other, we know what we're about, we know what standards are set, what to expect from each other, and we back each other up to the end. And Your stat the other day about how many goals you scored in the last minute is testament to, I'll never give up attitude. And we've gone into every game knowing we can win it if we play our game plan, if we follow how we play and back each other up, etc. And that's what's happened all season. And some people have liked it, some people hated it, but the table doesn't lie, Ollie. The table does not lie.
And just finally, then, Rob. The League Cup in your sights now, but you are on holiday. So the question on everyone's lips is, where are you going?
Gran Canaria, mate.
But obviously, gutted to miss the League Cup final, but obviously you'll be supporting from afar.
Yeah, of course, mate. Yeah, one man's boys, they'll do the business. No problem at all.
Brilliant. Rob,
no double.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get the job done. Rob, thank you very much, and congratulations once again on as champion to the Eastern Counties Prem.
Great result, Ollie. Take care.
See you later, mate. Cheers.
In my book.
Rob Ruddy there talking Histon, rounding up our chat on Histon, taking half an hour up for the Cambridgeshire Football Show today, and deservedly so, as they are crowned Eastern Counties Prem champions. We're talking more champions next with Cambridge City Ladies manager Tim Rapley. Welcome back to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek, and moving on to Cambridge City Ladies now. They're the Eastern Region Women's Football League Premier Division champions. That's a long sentence. After beating rivals, they beat Peterborough Northern Star 4-0 on Sunday, and we're joined by manager Tim Rapley now. Tim, thanks for coming on the show.
Good evening, Ollie.
Yeah, Tim, let's talk us through Sunday then. You spoke a bit on Terraces with Tim Armitage. Actually, he's just arrived in the studio about Sunday, but an incredible day for all involved with the club.
Yeah, it was a great day. We spoke to Tim sort of after we'd been down, had a few celebratory drinks. Obviously, everyone's been expecting us to win the league sort of for quite some weeks now. But yeah, you have to just keep focusing on the next game, don't you, really? And we were very pleased to get the job done on Sunday with three games to spare. So yeah, everyone had a great time. The game itself wasn't as maybe competitive as we thought it would be. We played Peterborough the first game of the season. And it was a very physical game over at their place, and we were expecting more of the same, really. But we scored quite early on, and it was quite a comfortable victory, to be fair.
Yeah, definitely allowed those few drinks, though, after an incredible season, Tim. What a way to win it as well. Like I said, 4-0 at home against Peterborough Northern Star. I guess you couldn't have wished anything better, really, in front of your home fans.
No, definitely not. We thought it would be a tough game. Clean sheets have been pretty good this year. We've got, I think, 18 conceded over the whole season. So we've set a bit of a target, three games to go, to see if we can keep that down to less than 20 if we possibly can. I looked through the stats just the other day, and we conceded 19 last year. So 18 so far. It would be nice to be there if we possibly can, but it might be a bit difficult to get three clean sheets in a row.
Yeah, and a key to obviously clinching the title has been the goals from all over the pitch. Erin Davies scoring 23, Charlotte Gillies 10, looking through the stats now, Laura Mills 17, Carla Penny 16, Shannon Shaw 19, and Isabella Simmons 16. The list goes on, really.
Yeah.
You've scored goals and been a threat scoring goals all across the pitch.
Yeah, that's been one of the pleasing points. I mean, we've scored 88 goals this year versus 37 last year. So that's a massive return. So when you're scoring that number of goals, you've always got a chance. You can keep it tight at the back. I was actually very interested to hear your interview with the Histon centre back. I think he'd scored. Did you say 24 goals that Matt had scored?
The website says 24, but I think Max said 26. So.
Okay, right. Well, whatever it may be, I think it'd be nice if our centre backs could chip in with some numbers like that, and we'd have no problem getting to the 100 mark.
The target has been set. And speaking of targets, Tim, when you were talking on Terraces on Sunday, correct me if I'm wrong, but you did mention you want 100 goals scored. And like you just mentioned then, less than 20 conceded. So incredible, really, that you've clinched the title, yet still setting targets. Is that to keep them focused and keep them on it?
I think so, to a degree. I think I think people will naturally take the foot off the gas a little bit, and everyone is quite relieved that we've now got the title. But I think that the key thing for us is we have still got a cup semi-final to play in a couple of weeks' time. So definitely everyone is looking forward to that, to try and get into a final. We got in a final in our first year when we got promoted into the Eastern Region League when we were a Division 1 side. So we've done really well to get to the final against the Premiership side, but we didn't do too well in the final. I think we lost 5-2 to Haringey. So it would be lovely to be able to get into the final and sign off from the Eastern Region with a cup final appearance and hopefully lift the trophy for a double, which would be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, does your focus shift entirely to that League Cup semi-final now, or have you still got a few league games to go? Will you still be focusing on them?
Yeah, I think because we are unbeaten, Ollie, everybody I think would like to finish the season up being unbeaten. That would be a fantastic accolade to the players that have put in all the hard work throughout the season. So I think we'd be, on reflection, a little bit annoyed with ourselves if we do let it slip now with just the three games to go. We've got Royston, who are currently second in the league on Sunday away from home. So that will be a tricky game, I'm sure. Every club we play against at the moment would like to be the team that does beat us. So, yeah, we'll be out there determined and focused, as we always will be.
And how do you think you'll manage next season then in the National League South East 1, obviously alongside rivals Cambridge United as well?
Yeah, that will be a huge step up for us. I don't doubt that. I think what will help us is playing those sorts of teams week in, week out. We're quite fast learners, I think. So I'm sure it will be a challenge to start with, but I do honestly believe that once we sort of get into the season and get used to playing that sort of level week in, week out, we'll rise to the occasion. And I'm, you know, really looking forward to seeing how the ladies can perform at that level.
And then, I mean, I guess you couldn't really have imagined how it's gone over the last few years, Tim. 3 promotions in 4 years. It's just been absolutely remarkable. And was that always the target when you arrived to get into the National League, or has it gone above and beyond your expectations?
Yeah, it's come sooner than I anticipated, that's for sure. I mean, I've been involved with Cambridge City for a long time now with my daughter, who sort of started at the age of 6 years old. So I've been managing from sort of their under 10s, under 11s at that level. And of course, we've been very successful at that age groups, but to get to where we are now so quickly, it has surprised me. It's not just the girls. Obviously, we had at those levels, we've recruited very well and had some experienced players that have joined us as we've, you know, gone each step, each occasion. So we need players like that, and I don't doubt that, again, we will need to recruit again for the coming season to make sure we're competitive and we can stay in the league in our first season, and then we'll try and build from there on in.
And finally, Tim, if you can, when that trophy arrives in your hands and in your grasp, whatever time it does in the next few weeks, obviously depending on the League Cup result possibly as well, how will that feel? Will it be a relief? Will you just be enjoying the moment? Just describe to us how you think that will go.
We'll definitely enjoy the moment, I can promise you that, Ollie. It's been a lot of hard work, a lot of hours spent by players, coaching staff and lots of people behind the scenes. So we're quite good at having a bit of a party. We had a great time last year. Although we didn't win the league, we still celebrated at the end of the season, and we'll do exactly the same thing this time, but this time we'll have a little bit of silverware to show for it, which will be great.
Yeah, and deservingly so, Tim. Thank you very much, Tim, for coming on the show, and I've said it for the fourth time this evening, congratulations on winning the title.
Thank you very much. Cheers, Ollie.
Cheers, Tim. Tim Rapley there talking Sunday's victory over Peterborough Northern Star, a 4-0 win for them, clinching the Eastern Region Women's Football League Premier Division title. I'm glad I won't be saying that next season, and they're just sticking to Division South East 1, the National League South East 1. But that's it from Histon and Cambridge City later this evening. After the travel and the ads and the track, we'll be talking Cambridge United as they won 3-0 at Bury. Unbelievable.
Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough, see a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. In your blood, underneath the storm, an umbrella of sand, sitting with the poison takes away the pain. up and up, up and up. Lying in the gutter, aiming for the moon, trying to empty out the ocean with a spoon. Up and up, up and up. You see the fire staring in every seed, angels in the marble waiting to be free. Just need love, just need love. When the going is rough, say we go.
Midweek Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio with Wispar, the mobile app that keeps you up to date with grassroots football in Cambridgeshire. To find out more, visit wispar.com.
Yes, you're listening to the Cambridgeshire Football Show Midweek, the final 13 minutes of today's show before Tim Willett joins you for the new music generator from 7 o'clock here on Cambridge 105 Radio. And we're talking Cambridge United now, strangely in the latter part of the show, but fair really, considering Histon and Cambridge City Ladies have clinched their respective titles. But Tim Armitage joins me in the studio now. And Tim, the one match you didn't get, you don't go to. And
I was hacked off. I have to be very careful what I say. I was a bit hacked off watching. Like, I was watching the Histon game, so great congratulations to them. Great season for them, but I was hacked off watching goals go in. And I came away and I was thinking about it as I was coming home, and I've got this really strange feeling because I actually feel really angry and cheated. You know, and I'm not putting myself out there as anything special. You know, lots of people travel to see lots of games, but I think I've missed two away games in about 3 years, to travel all the distance that the away supporters have travelled and watch some real dross results against poor sides in poor conditions. And then I missed the one game, which was apparently the best game, best League Two game we've played
that
all season. Doesn't help. And to score three goals against Bury, okay, they lost at the weekend, so that's two in a row for them. But just, you know, but you've got to ask yourself, what are we doing? How do you beat Bury 3-0 and end up where we are?
Remarkable.
Just, I mean, just unbelievable. Just, you know, what's going wrong the rest of the time that we can do that? And it's not, you know, Grimsby. You put Grimsby and Bury together as two away performances when we're not playing well away from home. And you say, oh, yeah, but, you know, despite those and how good they looked, you're still only 9 points away from the relegation zone. I think enough now. I think certainly if we can get another 2 or 3 points, we'll be safe. I still, you know, I think the gap now, even between Yeovil and Crawley, which is 6 points, is going to be hard work for anyone to get past. I think it's 2 out of 3, Macclesfield, County and Yeovil. And I kind of have a sneaking suspicion. I always said that I think they'll put a run together, and I think it might be right at the end of the season. I think it'll be Macclesfield and Yeovil that go down.
Yeah. I just said to your fair, if I'm looking at that as a neutral, I would sit here comfortably and say it's 2 or 3 from 24th to 22nd. But as a Cash United fan, I don't want to, especially live on radio, I don't want to say anything.
We were saying before, I mean, if you look at our run in, you could see that with the Colchester defeat, it was kind of like, okay, those could be the last points we gain until the Morecambe game, when it becomes, you know, two absolute must wins, and the only thing that keeps us up is we're going to beat hopefully Macclesfield on the final day of the season, because it was that hard a run in if you look at who we've got, and then to just, you know, confound everyone by losing to Colchester, you know, a mediocre side at best on the day. Okay, they were better than us, but that doesn't say a lot because we were just terrible. And then to go away, you know, less than 2 or 3 days later with, someone called it a makeshift side, but it wasn't makeshift, it was a very good side, but it was a side with players who'd come in. And to put together a performance like that, and, you know, you got Alex Jones starting and scoring, and you got Maris scored. You know, where does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely remarkable. You look at the Ewes' remaining fixtures pre-Bury. It's a Bury, Mansfield, Newport County, Swindon and Forest Green. We were writing all of them off.
Yeah.
And then praying for a win against Morecambe Macclesfield on the last couple of games of the season. So it begs the question, how do you go from Colchester, which was probably one of, well, I'm not going to actually say outright, but it's probably one of the worst games of football I've ever seen. And then they go to clearly an incredible performance away from home where they win 3-0 against the league's third best side.
If you could answer that, I'd be a League Two manager. I mean, I think you look at it, and I think starting Alex Jones was a good idea. He's looked, you know, he's not scored up until yesterday. Cheers. Someone just said I should stay away for the rest of the season for the away games.
Very, very hard. Cambridge 105 Radio's Cambridge United coverage would be scuppered without Tim Armitage. Go on, Tim.
I think Alex Jones has looked good in the brief time he's played, and he's got a couple of good disallowed goals. Showed some good finish, and I think he showed that again yesterday. So I think that's one of the reasons. I think, I think it's just about all the players coming together at the same time and having good games. But why we can't do that normally, I'm not quite sure.
It is bizarre. I mean, look at last night's lineup: Mitov, Halliday, Taff, Taylor, Dunk. So a fairly standard back five, you'd say. But the changes came further up the pitch. David Amu came back in. George Maris started in midfield alongside Jake Doyle-Hayes. So him coming in for the injured Gary Deegan. Reggie Lamb back in on the left instead of Hayden Coulson. And then Giovanni Brown playing just in behind Alex Jones. So a few changes there, Tim. David Amu coming back in, obviously the big one, he scored a goal. Alex Jones coming into the side, another big change for Colin Calderwood, he scored a goal. Do you see these changes being more permanent come Saturday?
Well, you're not going to change the side, are you?
I just think Colin Calder, when he shot himself in the foot and said Jabo Beer is the best striker in holding up the ball in League 2 and 1, I just have this feeling you might put him back in again. But I agree, I don't think you can drop Alex Jones or Jake Doyle-Hayes. But if Gary Deegan and Jabo come back and they are fit, would you play them?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, why would you? If you've just beat Bury 3-0, why on earth would you change a winning side unless you had to? I don't think, you know, nobody's got a right to play. I think you go away from home and beat Bury 3-0, you've earned your right to see out the rest of the season if you can keep that form up. So no, I wouldn't change a thing. I play exactly the same team for as long as you can for the rest of the season, and see if they can do that. If they can do that as a one-off, let's see if they can make it 2, 3, 4, 5.
And like you mentioned earlier, Grimsby and Bury, two away wins where you feel the team have almost found their style, really, in the sort of counter-attacking and playing with pace on the break. You know, players like Alex Jones, who sort of makes those runs behind Giovanni Brown, David Amu, Reggie Lamb, all these players who love to get forward with pace. Do you feel the sort of signs that potentially a Colin Caldwell side might be looking at next season? In terms of these types of players, maybe not these players.
Yeah, I think it once you get a bit of a gap up, you can kind of relax a bit and look to do something towards next year. And even if you're not managing to do it on the pitch, you're still going to be thinking about it. You know, I mean, a manager will tell you, oh, it's a game at a time, but you'd be mad if you're not looking at what you're going to be doing next year. And he, you know, I guess he's seen enough of players to know what he wants to do by now. He'll know how many targets he's looking for, even if he doesn't know who they're going to be or what money's available. But you know, you've got to I'd be upset if he's not got his eye on next year already, because it just wouldn't make any sense.
And then, so let's just confirm, looking at the league table, the Ewes are 9 points above the drop zone on 45, sitting in 19th place. Notts County are second bottom, 23rd in the league with 36. Macclesfield rock bottom, 24th with 35 points. So do you think that's it now? You said a couple of more points, but if the Ewes were to lose their remaining six games, would you say it's just enough?
Yeah, well, you can never tell, can you? I mean, you know, it's mathematically, it's a long way from being safe still. But I think looking at it, we don't need too many more points. I think, you know, it could be that that's enough already. Certainly 2-3 more points would be more than enough, I would have thought, to see us safe, unless the bottom three clubs can manage to put together 15 points from 15 and then the game changes completely. So, you know, I think another 3 points, and that would have to be, well, that's almost mathematically certain then, but it certainly would have to be a massive change in form for the bottom three clubs to get close to us then.
Yeah, certainly so. And because the Ewes have put in such a shoddy performance against Colchester on the weekend and lost 1-0, and then put in a clearly amazing performance against Bury last night, what Cambridge United are going to turn up away at Mansfield on Saturday, Tim?
Well, I mean,
you'll be there, so probably,
yeah, probably rubbish in that case. Traditionally, I mean, you know, you never hope for much at Mansfield. We don't do very well at Mansfield, so it's difficult to say. But you know, I hope that I get to see the team that beat Bury when we play Mansfield on Saturday.
Yeah, well, in terms of the team, another text in from anonymous no-name left, but thanks for getting in touch. Don't change the side. Agree with Tim. Doyle Hayes looked decent on Saturday for his 20 minutes and more mobility into the channels with Alex Jones playing at last. So yeah, maybe not a happy man that there hasn't been much mobility up front recently. But Tim, thank you very much for coming in. Really appreciate
Cheers.
It. And hopefully Cambridge can win again on the weekend. In terms of your Cambridgeshire County League update now, then let's update you on the scores from the weekend games. And look at starting with the Kershaw Prem. Ainsbury Rovers defeating Hemmingford's 2-0. That was on Tuesday night, I believe. Bar Hill lost to West Ratting 2-1. Cambridge City FC Reserves lost to Cherry Hinting 4-2. Ainsbury Rovers Reserves beat Compton United 2-1. Ely City Reserves beat Eton Socon 3-0. Hemingford's United First team lost to Linton Granter 2-1. It's tight at the top. Great Shelford played 27.65. Linton Granter played 27.63. In terms of Senior A, Over Sports remain top after the weekend's fixtures. Only three games, though. Chatteris Town First team lost 2-1 to Whittlesford United First team. Cottenham United First team lost 3-1 to Over Sports, of course, clinching a win there. And they are level on points, Chatteris Town at the top on 52, but Over have a game in hand. And a final fixture from Senior A on the weekend was Foulburn 1, Hundon 0. And Senior B, finally wrapping up your Cambridgeshire County League update. A few walkovers, actually, from the last few weeks. But in terms of the games that were played, Bluntsham Rangers beat Faxed 5-3. Cambridge University Press Reserves beat drew to all with Wychford. Lakenheath lost to FC Barlymoe 5-1. St Ives beat Newmarket 6-1. West Ratting Reserves withdrew from the league. So West Ratting had a home walk over there, and Wisbeach St Mary's also had a home walk over Great Chisel. That's it from me then, Ollie Slack, on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek. Histon win the title, Cambridge City Ladies win the title, and Cambridge United win away from home at Bury. Incredible stuff. I'll be back on Saturday with the Cambridgeshire Football Show. Up next is Tim Willett with a new music generator. Stay tuned to Cambridge 105 Radio.